This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. 2013 has been a groundbreaking year for the Steep Canyon Rangers. They won a Grammy for Best Bluegrass Album. They've continued touring with Steve Martin, and they're going to be at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro tonight. That one sold out, but if you want to catch them in Charlotte tomorrow night, you can do that too. And before that, they've stopped by our studios to give us a preview of their performance. Steep Canyon Rangers are Mike Gugino on the mandolin, Mike Ashworth on the drums, Graham Sharp on the banjo, Nikki Sanders on the fiddle, Charles R. Humphrey III on bass, and Woody Platt on guitar. Welcome back, Steep Canyon Rangers. Great to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us back.
Congratulations on the Grammy and the Emmy. I'm sure that's coming next.
We've got our eyes on an Emmy. You know, Grammy was unexpected, but an Emmy we're kind of counting
on. The Emmy would be Oh Brother, I Found You. No, I'm sorry. This year's been a good year. You've been touring. How long have you been together?
We've had the band together since roughly 1999 or so, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. We started in Chapel Hill. When we were students, but we officially got going there. But it was kind of after we all graduated from school that we really started doing it seriously.
Were you expecting to stay together as a band this long? And was a Grammy in the lights in your heart when you started?
You know, we were just getting together, trying to learn how to play this music. You know, we just loved it, and we felt like that was just the way we were all friends, and we liked to hang out together, and it just kind of grew out of that.
Will you play something for us?
We can try.
Here's a title track of our recent release. It's called Tell the Ones I Love. It's the last train before they shut it down. It's the last line going that way. Last chance heading out of town. Thought I heard the driver say, pack my bags and all my things and left them all behind. Red light flashing, cross that river bridge, and I'm heading down to Caroline. It's the last train before they shut it down. It's the last line going that way. Last chance heading out of town. I thought I heard the driver say,
so tell the ones I love these trains are running late. There ain't no end of line. The hardest part of heaven is making it wait. But the old 97's gonna make it. So tell the ones I love these trains are running late. There ain't no end of the line. The hardest part of heaven is making it wait. The hardest part of heaven is making it wait.
Deep Canyon Rangers live on the State of Things. Tell the Ones I Love, title track from their newest album. And wow, you make this studio sound great. You know how to fill a space with good sound. This one is one that you – is this the one you recorded at Levon Helm Studio?
We did. We made the record up at Levon's barn up there in Woodstock, New York.
What was that like?
It was unbelievable. You know, we got to play up there while Levon was still alive. And at that time, you know, we got to visit with him and – he said there had never been a bluegrass record made up at that studio. And, they also hold the Midnight Rambles up there, which are the shows they have, and this great, like, 12-piece band. And Levon invited us to come up there and record, and he passed away a couple months after that.
Wow.
But we took him up on it, and his music director is a guy named Larry Campbell, and he was the producer of the record.
Wow. So that was somebody – had you worked with Larry before?
Never.
What was that like then? I mean, to actually come into a studio, work with a brand new producer, obviously a fairly competent one, I would guess. But what's that like?
Well, I think for Larry, you know, it was great for both of us because we were kind of coming from different ends of the music world. You know, Larry's kind of a rock and roll guy. You know, he's worked with Bob Dylan and he worked with Levon for years. But he also has a great background. He's a banjo player. He's a fiddle player. He's a mandolin player. He plays the steel on the record. So to kind of get his take on what we were doing and kind of meet somewhere in the middle, you know, I think was the product we were looking for.
Sounds great. Will you play another song for us?
Love to.
All right.
This one called Stand and Deliver.
One, two, three, four.
I dug my share of treasures, dug so deep that they call it a crime. There might be pleasures I've never tasted, but I ain't wasting no more time. Cause the furnace is burning white hot, and the hammer is swinging with the weight of the world. Now's the time, like it or not, to stand and deliver, stand and deliver. In the mud and mist, chicken's just happy that she ain't been fried. The buzzards ain't worried about no flood, but I'm not ready to be satisfied. Cause the furnace is burning white hot, and the hammer is swinging with the weight of the world. Now's the time, like it or not, to stand and deliver, stand and deliver. Telling me something is about to change. Cause the furnace is burning white hot, and the hammer is swinging with the weight of the world. Now's the time, like it or not, to stand and deliver, stand and deliver. Some folks
pilgrims keep their heads in the clouds, straining for the sound of the angels strumming. I've been known to pray out loud, but I ain't a-waiting for the second coming, cause the furnace is burning white hot, and the hammer is swinging with the weight of the world. Now's the time, like it or not, stand and deliver, stand and deliver. 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 Stand and deliver, stand and deliver.
Stand and deliver. Steep Canyon Rangers playing a sold-out event tonight at the Cat's Cradle. You can catch them tomorrow, though, in Charlotte. Where are you going to play tomorrow? Where's that venue in Charlotte?
Neighborhood Theater.
Neighborhood Theater in Charlotte, if you want to take a little drive down there. Or you can just hang out at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro and listen outside. Because you can get loud, right? Steve Martin, what's it? So tell us a story. How did you get connected with Steve Martin?
We met Steve through his wife, actually. We were friends with his wife, who was not his wife at the time. She was just a friend of Woody's family, actually, and she lived up in New York, and we used to go and play shows up there, and she'd always come to the shows, and we got to know her pretty well. And then she was dating Steve Martin, and before we knew it, they were getting married, and she said, "You guys should meet. He plays the banjo. You guys are a bluegrass band." And she brought us together at a party in North Carolina, and it was right after he had done the Crow record, and he just happened to be looking for a band to go on tour with, or for musicians to go on tour with, and he told his agent he knew one band, and it was us. So we were just lucky to be in the right place at the right time.
That is exactly the story. That is exactly why Paul McCartney wrote songs for Peter and Gordon, because he went with Peter Asher's sister Jane. He's going out with her. Did you know that? That's a true thing. Wrote some songs for her.
We actually do, because we've been seeing a lot of Peter Asher lately, because he produced the Steve Martin and Edie Brickell record, and we went and saw his show. He does a show of his career. It's like a multimedia thing and a performance of his career, and we just saw it in New York, and we learned about everything you just said.
That is so cool. So what's Jane up to? You don't know.
We don't know that.
All right, well, next time you're back, I want to figure that out, because I went back and took a look at that. So and what's it like to work with him? I mean, does he sit around and ask you questions about what you're doing? Do you learn from each other?
Absolutely. It goes both ways. He's obviously we're playing his songs he wrote for the most part, but he's a he appreciates this music and the musicians that play this music. He's a fan of so many, artists. And when we go to bluegrass festivals or events where there's other banjo players, I mean, he always gravitates to them, and they show him things and he shows them things. And it's, he's a student too.
Getting back to Peter Asher, those tight harmonies. I mean, the stuff that characterized their work in the early 60s is a lot of what bluegrass and this music is about.
You should have heard Peter and Woody singing A World Without Love last week.
Would
up in New York. They did it. It was great. It was fantastic.
We were doing a PBS special with Steve in Riverside, California, taping one. Peter was there as kind of the musical director. Just wandered into his room and found out he was going to be in New York at the same time. We said, "Why don't you join us for a tune?" So he sent us World Without Love.
Oh, wow.
And we had a bluegrass version dialed in, and he joined us. It was great fun.
I'm going to ask you to do a summer song right now. No, I won't do that. Hey, I know one last thing. I know that you all do your own fundraiser in Brevard, right, for Boys and Girls Club. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, 8 years ago, we got asked to try to do a fundraiser to raise money for the Boys and Girls Club in our community. And we realized that, we have so much community support, it'd be great to give back. And so we started the festival. It's at a beautiful 2,000-seat kind of outdoor amphitheater, kind of a classical music shed. We started the festival 8 years ago, and this year it's called Mountain Song Festival. And this year our donations have reached $350,000 for the Boys and Girls Club.
Wow, that's great. And should be even better next year, because you're big-time Grammy winners.
Well, it keeps getting better every
year.
So.
And it's a good cause. It's a good cause. Thank you all for being on the show. I'm going to let you play us out, but first I want to remind everybody that the Steep Canyon Rangers are Mike Gugino on the mandolin, Mike Ashworth on the drums, Graham Sharp on the banjo, Nicky Sanders on fiddle, Charles R. Humphrey III on bass, and Woody Platt on the guitar. They're going to play a sold-out performance at Cat's Cradle tonight. Also, they'll be in Charlotte tomorrow. You can get all the details at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Nicole Campbell, Alex Granados, Laura Lee, and Sean Wen. Robin Copley is the technical director. Al Wodarski is assisting today. Brent Wolf is our news director, and this is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, the Steep Canyon Rangers.
Thanks so much, Frank.
One, two, three.
Going down to the riverbank, half past drunk on wine. Chameleon, the cattails are swaying all around me. Her lips drip sweet like a honeydew. Her voice sing like silver chime. That love fear that washing all over me, baby, I'm drowning. To have our hearts together, but there ain't nothing that I wouldn't do. I'd even rope down the morning sun if you only asked me to, yeah. Sweet Camellia, I'd like to steal you away from all the troubles in your life. And through the lines I see you climbing. Oh, Camellia, what's it gonna take to make you mine? It's a long ride down from Pontiac, through the mudslide and the grind. Make that push across the Ottawa River, on down the borderline. You're gonna feel just like the Delta when you put your little hand in mine. Sit back in that bucket seat, baby, settle in for the ride. We can chase down forgiveness, we can sail across the sea. We can go where they're never gonna find us, sweet Camellia, you and me, yeah. Sweet Camellia, I'd like to steal you away from all the troubles in your life.